Welcome to Word Magic, the podcast that explores how the energy of words can shape our lives, our work, and our self-worth. I'm Elena Lipson, your host and believer in the power of resonance over grammar. As a mom, a wife, and a copywriter with over 17 years of experience in the online digital marketing space, I've witnessed the transformative impact of well-chosen words. In marketing, the energy behind our words can either attract or repel potential clients. In our personal lives, words can deepen bonds or divide them. Join me on this journey of self-discovery and wordplay, and let's unlock the magic of language together. This is Word Magic with Elena Lipson, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's play. Hello, and welcome back to the Word Magic podcast, the podcast that explores how the words we choose can declare and create our world, our work, and our worth. So today I want to share with you a word that I am actually really living and embodying right now, and that is spaciousness. Space or spaciousness. So I have a question for you. I want you to look around the landscape of your life and your work and even your relationships. I want you to notice, imagine like water flowing through each of these areas of your life. Where is it getting stuck? As if there was a dam, as if there was a pile of wood that was stopping it. And this pile of wood is resistance. And that resistance comes from hesitation to create, whether it's an aspect of your business you want to create, like a new course or a new coaching offering, or even a new podcast, or within your relationships, maybe there are conversations you haven't had. Maybe there are pieces of decisions that you are postponing or don't have clarity around, that so you haven't been making decisions, which in itself is making a decision. Or perhaps it's within your own personal wellness. Maybe you've been meaning to start something or stop something and create new habits, but everything's felt so impacted and so contained and so busy, you really haven't had the space to even think through what it is that you want. This is where spaciousness comes in, like a magic wand, or maybe not that simple, because it's not that easy to take space. If you're anything like me and many of my friends, you have a lot on your plate. You might be juggling family and your work, your business, growth, decisions you have to make. You might have kids who are in different milestone ages and stages of their life. We're coming into summer here in the Pacific Northwest, in the Western world, in the Northern Hemisphere. And I'm, you know, my kid's almost 18, so I really don't have to think through what he's doing in the summer. He has his own plans. But when he was younger, there was a lot of questions. Like, are we going to go camping? What is he going to do? Am I going to keep working? How many time, you know, am I going to take time off? So lots of questions. So when you're in that state of having so many decisions to make and lots to do, it's really difficult to imagine taking space for yourself. I will say though, having just done that myself, it really created a new energy and a new momentum. So I just got back from co-hosting an amazing retreat on Bainbridge Island in Washington, and it was super transformational. And then after the retreat, the other two facilitators and myself, we rented an Airbnb out in the woods, in the mountains. It was on beautiful, beautiful like land views. It was so cozy and so perfect. But the key thing here is, even though I was hosting a retreat with these two other incredible women, and then we were in this Airbnb and we were doing daily trail hiking and we were doing exploration and having beautiful meals, the thing that created spaciousness for me was the conscious, intentional choice to leave my laptop at home. So I let my clients know I would be offline, and I, you know, did everything I could to prepare them in terms of copy and content while I was away. And then I just decided to leave it at home. Now, in general, I love taking my laptop with me because I get very inspired creatively and I keep wanting to create. But the problem is, I was feeling, for my own business, not for my clients, I'm very excited to work with clients, especially the clients that I get to choose to work with. They're phenomenal. I'm never, like, it's never a dull moment. But for my own business, I was feeling a lack of what I know to be the most important element of creation for me is enthusiasm. I just wasn't feeling enthusiastic. And every time I thought about creating something, a course, I actually have a very clear vision of what I want to create. and the newsletter and this podcast, you might have noticed I missed a few weeks. I just didn't have this enthusiasm. Like, I didn't have that forward momentum. I call it green light movement forward. And I actually wasn't even doing it intentionally. I wasn't like, I'm going to take space for 7 days so I can be more creative. It's not like that. It's almost like you can't over-engineer it. Well, I'll speak for myself. I can't over-engineer creativity. What you can do for creativity and momentum is create space for it. And so the conscious choice to leave my laptop behind created for me a spaciousness where I did not have any expectations. I didn't know what was going to happen. But what I found happened is by the end of the it was like 8 days or 9 days even. I can't quite remember. I have to count it. But what happened for me was, as I had conversations, both in the retreat, because the retreat was all about sharing the gifts that you are here to bring to the world and what you're really good at. And we had it reflected to each other and ourselves. And I got a lot of my own sort of brilliance and gifts reflected to me, which we all need. And then in the Airbnb time, the rest time, the retreat time, I was able to synthesize that feedback and really remind myself what it is that I love to do most. And that became my barometer for moving forward. So that spaciousness gave my mind, my body, and my soul a chance to look around, to remember, to reflect on what I really enjoy doing. But today I came back and I'm inspired. I'm recording this podcast for you. I'm going to be doing a newsletter with an offer that I just created that I already put out there, because when I'm in that mode of flow, because I have enthusiasm activated, because I've given myself enough space to feel into what it is that I really want, I create so quickly, which is why my clients love me, especially my retainer clients, because I don't tell them like, oh, this is going to take a week. Like, I literally can create very quickly. I have, you know, over 2 decades of a combined coaching and marketing, and it was a lot of experience that goes into it. I don't know if you've ever heard the story of, I think it was Picasso, or, I don't know if this is actually Picasso, but there was a famous artist sitting in a coffee shop, and a woman recognized him, and she came up to him and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so just honored to meet you. And I love your art. And I was wondering if you can draw something for me on this napkin. And he, within just a few seconds, quickly did a few doodles and created the most beautiful piece of, you know, very simple artwork. And he said, that'll be $500. And she's like, $500, but it took you like, you know, a minute or less to create this. He's like, yes, but it took me a lifetime to have the ability to create this. So that's how I feel about my work sometimes. Like, yeah, I create very quickly, but it's not like I just, you know, woke up a week ago and decided I want to be a copywriter in the marketing space of online coaching. So I've been at this for a long time. So not that I don't develop my skills, I do very, very diligently develop my skills all the time. So coming back around full circle, the power of giving yourself spaciousness is surprisingly, delightfully, permission-grantingly what we need. Now, I will say, you don't have to take an entire week off or even an entire weekend off, but I want you to ask yourself, how can I either create a long, like, container of spaciousness? Maybe you can take a week off. Maybe you can take a month off. Now, taking off, I want to give you a little bit of a caveat here, because for me, again, I was teaching, hosting a retreat, right? But what I chose to do for me, which meant turning off my laptop and not bringing it with me, gave that part of my brain time to just not create in words, right? So for me, that was a level of spaciousness that I needed. And it really created something in me that it feels like momentum now. So your version of spaciousness might look like something different. It might look like deciding you want to garden this weekend, or you want to go take an art class, or you want to go explore a museum for a whole day, or you might just want to sit by the ocean with a blanket and a journal, right? But the point is, it's not like you're just sitting still, not doing anything. It's that you're doing something that actually fills you up. So for me, when I lead guided movement and meditations and embodiment practices at retreats, that is, I'm like, ooh, I'm in my like joyful place. I love doing that so much. And then of course, on On the weekend side, we did lots of nature time, walking, talking, sitting. We just did all the stuff that fuels my delight, right? So ask yourself, what makes me feel joyful, present in my body, so that I can give my mind a chance to rest that processor, right? That operating system has to rest a little bit so it can actually recover, replenish, refresh, and reignite your enthusiasm for what it is that you want to offer and create in the world. So just ask yourself again, where can I create spaciousness? And in that, what would feel absolutely delightful? What would feel delicious? What would feel like it's actually feeding your soul? It doesn't have to be that you just stop work for a long time, because again, I didn't really stop that aspect of my work, but I stopped another aspect of my work and I just didn't have my laptop. And for me, I can't even remember the last time I left for an entire like 8-9 days without a laptop, because that's my work. I work on my laptop, right? So what is it for you? What can you turn off, whether it's for an afternoon or for an entire day, a weekend, a week, where you just allow yourself to be delighted, to be in joy, to explore, to be really, really curious about what fills your soul, so that you can create the environment for you to be in that place of enthusiasm, inspiration, and creation. Okay? Let's take a breath together. I wanted to share this with you today because it's what's really most alive for me. And that for me is when I know I'm in flow and in creation, where I'm just so in tune with what's happening with myself. It just doesn't have to be over-engineered. I don't have notes for this podcast. I am in flow. I feel it. I'm excited. I can tell I'm connecting exactly with the right person that needs to hear this. So if this is you, I would love you to share this with anyone you need to share it with. And maybe you can take some unplugged time with a friend or two friends or your partner or your kids, or, you know, because again, I wasn't alone. I was really filled up being around other amazing women. So what is that for you? And then of course, share this with anyone. And I would absolutely appreciate if you left a review, let me know what you're thinking. And this platform gives you the ability, if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually leave me a voice note letting me know what you thought of this episode, what it brought up for you, how you're going to create spaciousness for yourself, or just let me know what you think in general. And you can leave a voice note letting me know another topic you'd like to explore for yourself. What have you been contemplating? What have you been reflecting on? What feels like something that you want to have a conversation about? Let me know. I might just pick your question for the next episode. All right, this is Elena Lipson. Thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. And I am now committing and choosing and intending to have a new episode every Tuesday at least, if not more. That's it for today. I'm wishing you an incredible, delightful, joyful day, and I hope you take some spaciousness for you.